Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Aretha bringing this back there. We're excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Pound for pound, nobody does more than Karen and her team. Karen, tell us about SBE Council.
You bet, Jim. We've been around for nearly 25 years now, an advocacy, education, research organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship, 100,000 members, a couple hundred thousand activists and advocates who actually work to help us on our policy initiatives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really, really, you know, want people, you know, following what we do so that people can sign up for our e-news, sbecouncil.org, follow us on Twitter at sbecouncil or on Facebook as well.
Please do that, folks. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor and go over there and do that. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do, and support them. Support them with your, if you can, join them in a financial way. They can use your help because, Karen, you've been very much involved in with this new administration, the new Congress, in terms of what they want to hear from small business. You've been right there at the table, haven't you?
I have, and, you know, increasingly getting at the table a little bit more as this administration staffs up and wants to hear from small businesses and entrepreneurs. So that's a good thing.
Keep up the good work. We know you're representing us well there. Give us a report before we wrap up on whether health care is going to get resurrected, health care reform. Are we going to get repeal or replace?
You know, I think we're going to get, some version of that, Jim. Look, the Republicans have to do something on this. This was a big promise in the campaign, President Obama as well. I mean, excuse me, he promised to push something.
Right.
President Trump as well. It's a dead weight on the backs of small businesses. It's really dragging down their growth.
Small businesses hate Obamacare, Karen.
Excuse me?
My polling shows small business owners hate Obamacare.
Well, there's nothing to like about it. Their costs have gone up. Their choices have been, you know, taken away.
It's disrupted their employee relationships. It's just a nightmare what's happening.
It is.
This health care reform needs to happen first. So they've got it puts a tax reform platform foundation under the other tax reform, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But I don't know if that's going to happen. But that's what should happen because, you know, it depends on timing and whether they can run on parallel tracks. But they have to do some type of fixing of Obamacare because, again, it's something that's really, really going to hurt.
If they don't get these two things done, Karen, I think the Republicans' goose is cooked in 18. I mean, they're under the gun. They got to make this happen because they were elected to take care of those three things: tax reform, health care, and get the economy going again. Those are the three things they were elected to do.
And, Jim,
plus immigration.
No excuse because they control the Congress and control the White House.
If they can't even govern among their own caucus, their own coalition, then you know, a pox on their house. And I'll tell you what else. I agree with a lot of the principles of the Freedom Coalition or caucus or whatever they call themselves, the right wingers. I agree with a lot of their concerns about what would have been left in Obamacare. But I'll tell you, when you govern, you don't get everything you want. The perfect cannot be the enemy of the good.
Jim, they got 90%. They blew that thing up overnight.
Unbelievable.
They would have had that passed through the House, and it would have been dealing with the Senate.
The economy would already be leaving the ground right now. Off the ground right now, wouldn't it?
There's a lot of regrets in terms of what happened, but look at. You know, it really was silly, and I hope it's a lesson to them in terms of what they do on tax reform and other big issues moving forward.
You know, and Karen, and I've said this so many times before, in the Olympic blood sport of politics, the Republicans are not as good as Democrats. No, turn the tables, no Democrat would have left the reservation.
Oh, I know.
Not one.
Even if their seat depended on it. Right,
not
Jim?
One. Not one. Yeah. They would have put them in stocks before they would let them leave the reservations. And Republicans, in some ways, it's endearing that Republicans actually have debate among themselves. But in the end of the day, guys, you got to govern.
Well, Jim, particularly when it's, again, when you're just talking about, you know, a few sentences in the text of a bill, And, I mean, are you really going to, you know, die on that hill over, you know, something in terms of what the states have to do, you know, as opposed to getting rid of $1 trillion worth of taxes, Obamacare taxes?
That would then launch your next initiative.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
I don't get it. I'm just completely flummoxed about it. I'm hoping they'll get it right. Maybe they'll turn this thing around. At least they're discussing it now. At least they know where the problems are, right? They know where their holes are.
They definitely do. And, you know, I don't know if you ever get there between the moderates and the Freedom Caucus. So this is where the leadership has got to step in and just say, this is what we're doing, and we're going to vote on it and whip it like crazy.
Is flogging, they can't do flogging, can they, up there anymore? That's that's out, right?
Well, maybe they do. Maybe that's one of the things they do in the secret of the night.
in the cloakroom. Hey, Karen, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Of course, Jim. Thank you.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our heroes. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.